Vera Starbird was nominated for Outstanding Writing for a Preschool Animated Series for an episode of Molly called Thanks for Giving.
Hey everyone, it's me, Molly!
The episode aired last year and follows Molly and her friends as they learn why some Alaska Native people don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Starbird says she'd been pitching the episode early in the show's creation.
It was sort of a let me at it. You know, I want to tell a Thanksgiving episode from a Native perspective. I don't personally celebrate Thanksgiving.
In the episode, Grandpa Nat, Molly's grandfather, talks about why he doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving and calls it a time of mourning. He spoke about, quote, new people who outlawed many indigenous traditions and destroyed different cultural pieces.
Oh, sometimes people do awful things when they don't understand other people's way of life.
Starbird says the scene explaining that traditions were outlawed was the core of what she wanted to convey with the story.
It wasn't something lost. Like, I think when we hear about it, it's as if we forgot it, that Native people just sort of blacked it out for some reason. It was taken from us. It was very forcefully and violently taken from us. And that is difficult to do in a show like Molly when you're trying to, you know, talk to four-year-olds and eight-year-olds, and you don't want to re-traumatize people with it, but you do want to tell the truth, and you want to tell the full truth that really hasn't been told to us in our history books.
In the rest of the episode, Molly and her friends host a community-wide celebration that brings back Alaska Native traditions, including time to mourn. In the episode, Molly asks her Auntie Myrna about it.
How can you be sad and celebrate?
When we remember our ancestors together and talk about what was lost, we know we're not alone. Then we can all heal together and celebrate what we have.
Communal grieving through ceremonies like a Tlingit Kuik, also known as a potlatch, was also outlawed. Starbird says she wanted to bring that into the show.
I don't see many people talking about communal grief outside of Native communities. I think Native communities, we talk about it a lot, and I don't see that many other places. This, to me, was a gift the Native people could give the rest of the world. This is how you grieve together, and it's a good thing to grieve together.
Starbird says this fourth nomination means a lot to her, but it's a bittersweet moment. She says she thought about her dad when she was nominated again. She brought her mom and sister to the Emmy ceremony for her previous nomination and wished she could have brought her dad as well.
He had said, oh, but next time you're nominated, I'll go to that one. And he passed away a couple months ago, and that was definitely on my mind. Just that he was so confident that I would be nominated again for my work, but also sad that it can't be there.
The winner of the Outstanding Writing for a Preschool Animated Series will be announced at the Children's and Family Emmy Awards Ceremony in March. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.